சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 4.
லப்த்வா கதஞ்சின் நரஜன்ம துர்லபம் தத்ராபி பும்ஸ்த்வம் ஶ்ருதி பாரதர்ஷனம் யஸ்த்வாத்ம முக்யை நயதே தமூடதீஹி சைஷாத்மஹாஸ்வம் விநிஹந்த்ய சத்க்ரஹாத் இத்தஹ் கோன்வஸ்தி மூடாத்மா யஸ்து ஸ்வார்த்தே ப்ரமாத்யதி துர்லபம் மானுஷம் தேஹம் ப்ராப்ய தத்ராபி பௌருஷம். பட்டந்து சாஸ்த்ராணி யஜந்து தேவான் குர்வந்து கர்மாணி பஜந்து தேவதாஹ ஆத்மைக்யமாதேன வினாபி முக்திஹ. ந சித்யதி ப்ரஹ்ம ஶதாந்தரேபி
Shankaracharya pointing out the glory of human birth. Getting human birth is not so easy. Shankaracharya addressing all the people, especially seekers, Vedantic seekers, never take it as granted. The human life, because of so much punya from so many births, we have attained this human life. Know its purpose. Know its purpose, the life, human life purpose. What is the prayojanam? Why I have taken this human birth? Why not other beings? Other beings' birth, why I have not taken? Why I have taken human birth specially? There is some significance. There is some significance. The purpose is to know the purushartha, moksha. So therefore, understand, attaining that moksha alone is the purpose of human life. Everyone has taken human birth only to get moksha. That is the only purpose of human birth. If anybody do not know this value, significance of human life and live same as like other animals, other beings, such a person is most unintelligent person in the world. Such a person is more unintelligent person in the world. Therefore, intelligently live. People say, hey, you have to live intelligently. You know. What do you mean by intelligently living? You know? Intelligently living means learn how to earn money in all that ways. With the left hand, right hand, from all sides, you should know how to earn money. This is called their definition of intelligent living. According to Shastra, that is not an intelligent way of living. That is the most unintelligent way of living. The intelligent way of living is working for moksha, seeking for atma jnanam, putting effort for self-knowledge. That alone is called intelligent way of living. Otherwise, what Shankaracharya calls as mudhadhihi, he calls. If I don't work for this moksha, I am a deluded person. Don't think majority of people are all deluded only, Swamini. So might is right. Majority only we have to take. Here majority and all won't work. Don't apply those principles here. Majority people are deluded, therefore I need not go into that delusion. Even though minority, very few people are there, but intelligent people, I have to follow them only. Gumbalo Govinda and Madre, mind nature is, majority eppadi irundha namma kuda appadi dhaan irkanum annu solluva. Majority people are not having moksha goal. Not even majority, even our own family members may not have this desire. Our own family members. Alone to alone, all alone. We have come alone, going alone. Therefore, they're all like passengers. You have to work for your moksha. So I am very attached to my husband, I am very attached to my wife, I am attached to my children or anything. Keep attachment for Vyavaharika life. Keep attachment. Okay. But never bring that attachment at the Paramarthika mokshas. You have to work yourself even alone. Both wife and comes well and good. Okay. Even they are not cooperating, they are not interested also, doesn't matter. So I have to work for moksha. Shankaracharya says, even if you do all sorts of karmas, patantu shastrani, that vadantu also, even you study shastra, patantu shastrani, vadantu shastrani, even if you teach also, Shastrani means this karma kanda, rituals, all puja, punaskaram and all, the purva, Veda. That if you do, that will not give you moksha, other than Vedanta, is called that Shastrani. Yajantu Devan, you may do lot of puja and worship and all, lot of upasana, and taking that diksha and doing rigorous puja, hours together. Yajantu devan, kurvantu karmani, you may do lot of social activities, social service, kurvantu karmani, bhajantu devataha, you may propitiate many devatas. All these will not give mukti. Atma aikya bodhena vina. Vina means without. Atma aikya bodha means jivatma paramatma aikya jnanam vina. Without the knowledge of Aidi, Jiva and that Paramatma are one and the same. Without this knowledge, no other performances will give mukti at all. Mukti hi. Nasidhyati brahma shatantarepena. Even kalpas, koti kotis, the thousands and crores of janmas, if you take also, even Brahmajis, no, many, many kalpams will come, yugas and yugas, many Brahmajis, no, one Brahmaji, no, thousands and crores of years his life, no, yugams, kalpams. Such a type of Brahmaji, if they, many of them come also, you will never get mukti. Brahmajis are changing, but your birth and cycle will continue. You will never get moksha. But why all people are doing all these karmas? They are very much entrenched in all these karmas. Wherever you see the paper, Tirumala Brahmotsavam. Very rush, oh rush, people rushing. Why they do not know about this Brahma Jnana? Why they are rushing there? Let them rush. You don't rush. If you want moksha, they need Chitta Shuddhi. Manda Madhyama Adhikaris sake, that worship, that puja is required for them. Why you have to compare with all people? Let them do. Let them do. What you have to know, all that type of worship, going pilgrimage centers, all these things, they give Chitta Shuddhi, they are good. We have to go, we have to do, but not throughout life. A period of time I have to do, get Chitta Shuddhi, Bhakti, all these things. And you, even though while you are performing all these things, they will not give mukti, you should know. You go to Balaji temple, nothing wrong. But that worship gives a support for you. That type of worship, going to pilgrimage, it gives a mental elevation. But never think that is ultimate. This is what Shastra says. We never criticize them. They are all important, like LKG, UKG, first standard, second standard, third standard, padikanama, vendama, padikanam. So fifth standard knowledge vandadukapparam kuda neenga fourth standard na padikirena eppadi. So you have to go to plus one, plus two, college, again post graduation. Like that we have to grow. Even in spiritual field also like that only. All our spiritual religious practices are like UKG, LKG, first standard, second standard. Whatever they like, they go and they practice and come. Let them do. Allow them to do. Encourage them to do. If you also want to do, you also do along with them. But a Vedantic, a Mumukshu, Vedantic seeker who want moksha, what is his nature? He knows all these things will not give total satisfaction, ultimate happiness, paripurnata will not be available there. They give only chitta shuddhi. They give purity of mind. They give some calmness, peace of mind, a relative peace of mind to the mind. That's all, enough. This person knows. That is called viveki. This person knows the limitations of those all activities. So for the sake of children, for the sake of other people in the family, we do that. But at inside, what is my conviction, my understanding, when I am studying Upanishad and Gita, they are not wrong, but they never give moksha. This alone, Shastra Patanam alone gives moksha. You have to understand. This conviction is required. That is irunda podum. Clear? So therefore, Shankaracharya tells, mukti is possible only by Atma Jnanam. This must be very, very clear. What do you mean by Atma Jnanam? Paripurna Shashvata Ananda Nimmadina. Absolute ananda, paripurna jnanam is possible only by Shastra study. Whether I understand or not, it is my problem. But Shastra tells, if you want peace, you have to study Shastra. That peace alone is called moksha. Understand? That peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace alone is called moksha, remember. That is possible only by continuous shravana. That's what Shankaracharya says here. Now from the next verse, Shankaracharya again emphasizing how this karma will not give any jnanam. The next verse, seventh verse, we have to read.
Amritatvasya nashasti. Vitte netyeva hi shrutih. Bravīti karmano muktehe. Ahetutvam sphutam yatah.
Same, the above mentioned point Shankaracharya dealing in this verse also. Yataha anvaya, yataha karmanaha ahetutvam muktehe sputam. Tathaiva, you have to supply. Tathaiva vittena amrutatvasya asha na asti eva iti itihi shruti braviti. Yataha muktehe karmanaha ahetutvam means yataha, since muktehe, for the attainment of moksha, muktehe means for the attainment of moksha, atma jnanam, muktehe, karmanaha ahetutvam. Karma is not the hetu, is not the cause. Karma can never become the cause for the attainment of moksha. Karmanaha ahetutvam. Hetu means cause. Ahetu means not the cause for attainment of moksha. Karmanaha ahetutvam. The karma can never become the cause for the attainment of moksha. Tathaiva, in this same manner, vittena amrutasya, amrutatvasya, vittena, by getting money, lot of money. Vittena means, vitta means money, wealth, not only cash, any sort of wealth you can take, all positions come under wealth. Vittena amrutatvasya, by the wealth, the immortality is not possible. You can never attain the immortality. Amrutatva means what? Immortality. Amrutatva means never think taking, drinking amrutam. Amrutatva means what? Understanding that I am immortal Atman is called immortality. This jnanam alone is immortality. Amrutatva nu sonnane namakku konjam amrutam also is available. Appadi onnum kediyadu. Amritatva means I am ever immortal Atman. Amritatvasya, of the immortality. Amritatvasya, asha na asti. There is no hope. Asha means hope. There is no hope for amritatvam. By vittena, by wealth. Who told? Not Swamini. Shrutihi Braviti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shruti here, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad.
Bravithi tells, mentions, points out. What Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Amrutatvasya na asha asti, that is the quotation from Brihadaranyaka. Yajnavalkya tells to Maitreyi, when Yajnavalkya want to go to forest to do contemplation, is a Mahajnani, you know, they want to live alone to contemplation and jnana nishtha kaha, they go and dwell upon the Atman. So what he says, he called his wives, two wives he has got, Maitreyi and Katyayani. And he says to both of them, see, I am going to take vanaprastha ashramam, therefore whatever I have little, and the brahmananukku enna irukum onnum kedaiyadhu a irukkiradhilla koncham, that property I am going to divide for both of you, the Maitreyi and Katyayani. Then he divides the whatever he has got, that property, and he gives to Katyayani and Maitreyi also. Katyayani is so happy, you know, she is very materialistic lady, you know, materialistic, and always she wants nice things and all, whereas Maitreyi is not like Katyayani. The eldest wife Maitreyi is a Brahmavadini, a spiritualistic mind. She has some viveka, vairagyam, mukshutvam, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti she has got. And she asked Yajnavalkya, when he distributed this property, she asked, see, you have given me this much property to me, and you says you are going by leaving everything. I am asking you, this vittam, this money, will it give me amrutatvam? She asks. Will it give me immortality? Will it give me permanent happiness? This whatever you have given to me, will it give? Then Yajnavalkya says, no. Whatever I have given, it will never give you purnatvam, amrutatvam. Then she says, then why you have given to me? I don't want. I want amrutatvam. I want that immortality. If this is not giving, this property, whatever you have given to me, I don't want this. So Katyayani is so happy. If she don't want, she can take. So then Yajnavalkya says, Priya Batare, oh my dear Maitreyi. He has so much love towards Maitreyi, because she asked for Brahma Jnana. Maitreyi asked for Brahma Jnana. Then Yajnavalkya starts his teaching in Maitreyi Brahmanam, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yajnavalkya teach about this Brahma Jnanam to her. And she attained that Brahma Jnanam. That's why we call her as Brahma Vadini, who knows about Brahman. See what type of couple? Nice, no? So she got that knowledge. That quotation only here. Amrutatvasya na asha asti vittena. By any amount of possession, you never get total absolute ananda. Another quotation also Upanishad points out. Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutatva manashuhu parena nakam nihitam guhayam vibhrajate yat yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunischitartha sanyasa yoga adyataya shuddha sattvaha te brahma loke tu para antakale paramrita parimuchyanti sarve. Enna pudusa iruka Kaivalyopanishad. Kaivalyopanishad, what we have studied, that Kaivalyopanishad, the third and fourth mantra, fourth or five, fifth mantra, and there this mantra comes. Na karmana, by any amount of action you will never get moksha, immortality. by any amount of dhanam, na karmana, na dhanena, even any amount of money, wealth, na prajaya, any amount of children, you have a big family, decide, no, very big family, my family lineage, na. Okay, nice, but your ignorance will not go. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, tyagena, by renouncing intellectually. You need not renounce your family, children. Intellectually, understand all my possessions along with the prajaya, dhanam, karma will never give you moksha. Tyagena amrutatva manasaho. Therefore, sannyasi, when sannyasi comes first time, your house, first time illa, eppo vandhanu sannyasi ki, with purna kumbham, you have to welcome the sannyasi into your house. This is a tradition. அந்த சன்னியாசி பாதம் வீட்டில் விழுந்தா போதும், மோக்ஷம் வந்தது, அவ்வளோதான். யூ வில் கெட் மோக்ஷா. சன்னியாசி, வென் ஹி கம்ஸ், வி ஹாவ் டு சாண்ட் திஸ். த சன்னியாசி இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ காட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் பை ரெனௌன்சிங் கர்மா, பிரஜையா, தனம், எவ்ரி திங் ஹி ரெனௌன்ஸ் பை டேக்கிங் திஸ் சன்னியாசா. ஹி காட் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிரம்ம ஜானம், இன்டர்னல் சன்னியாசா. ஆர் ஆசிரம சன்னியாசி ஆல்சோ, தட்ஸ் வை வி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இன் திஸ் சொசைட்டி டில் டுடே. வெனவர் ஐ சீ சன்னியாசி மீன்ஸ் சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரம். ஒரு வாட்டி பண்ணிட்டா இல்லை, எத்தனை வாட்டி வேணும், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் வரும்போது பண்ணணும், போகும்போது பண்ணணும், பார்த்துனா பண்ணணும், அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கும். த நமஸ்கார, த மோர் ஐ டூ நமஸ்கார, இட் ஷோஸ் மை மை ரெவரன்ஸ், மை ஈகர்னஸ் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா. The namaskara, what I am doing, my humility towards sannyasi, my respect towards sannyasi, my, you know, lot of faith towards that sannyasi parampara shows my mumukshutvam. And the mumukshuda apdi pannuva. Mumukshutvam illana edho sannyasi nalla vaarthai solraar, poi kettittu varam, okay, nothing wrong. But a mumukshu is one who is a seeker, want to get moksha. சன்னியாசினு பார்த்தா மயங்கிடுவான் அப்படியே. மயங்கிறதுன்னு என்ன அர்த்தம்? மோக்ஷம், மோக்ஷம் தான், இட் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் அலாமிங். சன்னியாசினு பார்த்தாலே அலாமிங் இன்சைடு, அப்படி இருக்கும். அதுதான் கனெக்ஷன். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் ந கர்மணா ந பிரஜையா சஸ்ருதி பிரவீதி. திஸ் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் திஸ். த ஃபலம், வாட் எவர் ஃபலா வி கெட், தட் ஃபலம் மீன்ஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஃபலம்னு, கர்ம ஃபலம், புண்ணிய ஃபலம், பாப ஃபலம், வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஃபலம், ஃபல்குதையா லீயத்தே இது ஃபலம். ஃபல்குதையா மீன்ஸ் பை டிஸ்ட்ராயிங் இட் செல்ஃப் நோ. ஃபலம் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராயிங் நோ, டோட்டலி ரைப்பனிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட், இட் இஸ் கோயிங் ராட்டனிங். ஃபல்குதையா தீயத்தே இது ஃபலம், தட் ஹுச் ராட்ஸ் அண்ட் பெரிஷஸ் இஸ் ஃபலம். இவன் கர்ம ஃபலம், இவர் புண்ணிய ஃபலம், ஆர் பாப ஃபலம், ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர் இட் ஹேஸ் டு பெரிஷ். எனி ஃபலம் பை டூயிங் வர்ஷிப்பிங், பை டூயிங் பூஜா புனஸ்காரம், ஆல் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் ஃபலம் நோ, கர்ம ஃபலம், புண்ணிய ஃபலம், தட் ஃபலம் ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர் இட் வில் பெரிஷ். ரிமெம்பர் நோ, this is called manasa karmana. Here all this comes under manasa karma. Upasana all come under manasa karma. Karma indicates here a upalakshana for all our materialistic activities. It is an upalakshanam of all upasanas. Upasana is called manasa karma. So I have to go further than upasana, higher step. So therefore, all upasanas comes under manasa karma. All upasanas, manasa parayanam, manasa puja, manasa japa, comes under upasana. But all manasa karmas are not upasana. Now everything mentally only, I think, therefore upasana nu solla mudiyadhu. All upasanas are mental activities. But all mental activities never be called as upasana. Okay? Now this is clear? So, by karma, by with them there is no possibility of immortality. Amrutattvam is not at all possible. Next shloka.
Ato vimuktyai prayateta vidvan.
Ato vimuktyai prayateta vidvan.
Sanyasta bahyartha sukaspruha san.
Sanyasta bahyartha sukaspruha san.
Santam mahantam samupetya deshikam. தேனோபதிஷ்டார்த்த சமாஹிதாத்மா.
If you want to get that jnanam, atma jnanam, self knowledge, you have to approach a guru. Look into the sloka. Ataha. Ataha means kutaha. Ataha means therefore. Kutaha means wherefore. Ataha means ukta hetutaha. Above said reasons. Ataha. Therefore means above said reasons. In the 7th verse, 6th verse, 5th verse, what are the reasons have given by Shankaracharya? Ataha. That is the meaning of ataha. Ataha. Vidvan anvayam. Vidvan bahyardha sukhas pruhaha sanyasta san. Vidvan means a viveki. Dhanam asya asti iti dhanavan. Balam asya asti iti balavan. Vidya asya asti iti vidvan. A vidwan is one who is having some atma anatma viveka. A vidwan, a pandit, a well learned person in aparavidya, well learned, a sound mind, sound thinking is there, a grasping power is there, retention power is there, ellam irukku. Vidwan Sadachara Sampannaha, you can take. Vidwan means well-learned person following tradition and all religious disciplines, a disciplined life person who is following. Vidwan Sanyasta Bahyartha Sukaspruhasan. Sanyasta, having renounced what? Bahya artha sukha spruhan. Bahya means external. Artha means objects. Sukha means pleasure. Spruha means asha, vancha, desire, sankalpam. Spruha, craving. Bahya artha sukha spruha. A mind that which is craving for, desiring for the external object's pleasure. Such a mind, sanyasta, renouncing the desire, the asha on the external material objects. Prahasan, craving to get fulfillment through them has to be given up. That is the meaning. Craving to fulfill, to get fulfillment through them, through the material objects. That is why every person thinks, if I get promotion, my life fulfilled. If I construct house, my life is fulfilled. If I get married, fulfilled. Aparanda theriyum. If I get children, my life is fulfilled. The fulfillment If I get all these things, I get fulfillment. This craving having given up. They are all important, but never think that it gives fulfillment in the life. Have wife, children, house, but never, this is called tapping at the wrong door. You want one address and go and tap the other door. And they will open the door. Whom you want? You say another name. It is the wrong address. Like that. And you will disappoint, no? When you get to that other person open, that person also disturbs, annoyed, will also become disturbed. At the Madri, we are also tapping the wrong doors. For what? For fulfilling my life. Therefore, sannyasta sprihasan, what he has to do? Deshikam santam mahantam samupetya. Having given up this craving, my fulfillment is not there. After understanding, my life fulfillment, my paripurnata, my anandam, my manas nimmadi, inge illa. Thedi thedi, engiyo odi indran. Odi, 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 tired, aayiruchu, joints loose. Who asked you to run? Therefore, don't run like that. Stop. Enna pannu, stop pannu, Swamini. Stop pannu. Desikam santam mahantam samupetya. Desikam. Desikam means sishyebhyaha jnanam dishati iti desikaha. The one who gives the knowledge of the self is called desikaha. Dishati. One who shows the direction towards self-knowledge is called Deshikaha. Sishyebhyaha jnanam dishati brahma. That brahma jnana, not other jnana. Other jnana kaha. So brahma jnanam is called Deshikaha. So Deshikam is dvitiya vibhakti. So I have to approach towards that guru. Not only Deshikaha, he is santam. That Deshikaha is santam. Santam means a saint, a mahatma. Sant ani chelvaliya, sant. How that name has come? Sant means a person who has got the knowledge that I am Brahman. That person is called sant. Sant, santau, santaha. Santam is dvitiya ekavachanam again. Second case. Santam. That santam. So, satpurushaha we can take. Brahmanishtaha. Shrotriya brahmanishtaha is called santam. Shrotriya means only a learned person. Not brahmanishtaha. Avarkana jnanam kadayadu. Brahman pathi theriyum. Hours together he lectures. But avarkanda brahmanishtha jnanam kadayadu. A sant is one who is having brahmanishthatvam also. Having jnanam. He is not only a mystic person. Kevala shrotriya is madhyama guru. Kevala brahmanishtha is adhama guru. Shrotriya brahmanishtha is a uttama guru. I have to approach such a guru who is qualified, who has learned from his guru or her guru, learned person, as well as who can communicate properly. And properly bracket la potukonga. Communicate, edho communicate panna enna kashtam. Communicate. Santam. Therefore, Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha is the uttama guru. Santam. Mahantam. What type of guru? Mahantam. A guru is one who want to impart, who want to give that sishya brahma jnanam. One the student asked, only teacher can give. Otherwise, how teacher can give? Mahantam means a person who is having enormous love towards the disciple. Compassion towards the disciple. இவருக்கு எப்படியாவது ஜானம் வர வைக்கணும் ஆசைப்படணும் அந்த குரு.
அதுக்கு தான் குருவுக்கு அன்பு பாசம் இருக்கணும். இந்த சிஷ்யனுக்கு நல்ல ஆத்ம ஜானம் வர மாதிரி பண்ணணும். அந்த குருவுக்கு அப்படி இருக்கணும். அவர் மகாந்தம் அர்த்தம் கம்பேஷனேட், லவ்விங், ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் லவ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட். மகாந்தம் தேன உபதிஷ்ட அர்த்த சமாஹித் ஆத்மா. தேன பை தட் குரு, உபதிஷ்டஹான த டீச்சிங், உபதேசம். என்ன உபதேசம்? நாட் மந்திரோபதேசம், அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. என்ன அந்த ஞானம் எனக்கு வரணும்னா அவர் என்ன உபதேசம் பண்ணணும்? தத்துவமசி, தத்து பிரம்மன், துவமசி, தட் மகா வாக்கியம் ஹி ஹாஸ் டு ரிவீல். தத்துவமசி உபதிஷ்ட அர்த்தஹான. Therefore, our scriptures points out many places.
தத்விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமித்பாணி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம்.
You have to approach a guru. If you want to moksha, you have to approach a guru. சமித்பாணிஹீன, keeping the twigs, dry twigs. சமித்பாணி means, பாணி means hand. முண்டகோபனிஷத் இட் கம்ஸ் கேட்ட மாதிரி இருக்கா? ரொம்ப நாள் ஆச்சு. பாணி மீன்ஸ் ஹேண்டு, இந்த கையில் அந்த ட்ரை ட்விக்ஸ் வச்சுட்டு ஹி கோஸ் டு த குரு. ஓ குரு, மை மைண்ட் இஸ் லைக் திஸ் ட்ரை ட்விக்ஸ் மாதிரி. இந்த ட்ரை ட்விக்ஸ் இமீடியட்லி, இஃப் யூ லிட் இமீடியட்லி கேட்ச் த ஃபயர், அது மாதிரி ஐ ஆம் ரெடி டு கிராஸ்ப் யுவர் மகா வாக்கியா. தத் விஜானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமித்பாணிஹி. ஹூம் டு ஹாவ் டு அப்ரோச்? ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம். ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க், எனக்கு பிரம்ம ஜானம் வேணும், எனக்கு மோக்ஷம் வேணும், ஆத்ம ஜானம் வேணும் அனு கேட்கணும். போய் ஸ்ரோத்ரியன் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம் போய் ஃபஸ்ட்டு சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணணும். ஸோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஷோ மை இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் பை கீப்பிங் லைக் திஸ். அவர் சுவாமிஜி, பரமார்த்தானந்த சுவாமிஜி வென்ட் லைக் தட் டு அவர்ஸ் தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி. வெரி ரேர் பீப்புள் கோ லைக் தட். ஐ ஹேட் தட் அவர் பரமார்த்தானந்த சுவாமிஜி ஹேட் ஹிஸ் தட் ஸ்பிக்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஹேண்ட் அண்ட் அப்ரோச்டு தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி. ஸோ தட் ஈஸ் த பரம்பரான. ஸோ ஈவன் பகவத்கீதா ஆல்சோ லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தத்வித்தி பிரணிபாத்தேன பரிப்பிரஷ்னேன சேவையா உபதேக்ஷந்தி தே ஜானம் ஜானினஸ்தத்வதர்ஷினஹ. தத்வித்தி பிரணிபாத்தேன, தத்வித்தி டு நோ தட் பிரம்மன், பிரணிபாத்தேன பரிப்பிரஷ்னேன சேவையா பை சர்விங் த குரு. வாட் எவர் குரு ரிக்வயர்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சர்வ், அது கொடுத்துட்டு இது கொடுத்து ஏதாவது பண்ணி சேவையா பரிப்பிரஷ்னேன பை ஆஸ்கிங் கொஷன்ஸ். பிரணிபாத்தேன ஃபஸ்ட்டு நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணு, நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணு, சேவை பண்ணி, then listen and ask the questions. They upadekshanti, they will teach you jnanam. That's what Shankaracharya reminding here. So tena upadishtarthaha, how you have to approach? Samahitaatma, samyak ahitaha atma antakkaranam yasya saha. Samahitaatma means I want to know about atma, please tell me and kekka kudadu. Can you come my home and teach me that Brahma Jnana? I can't do that. And the Guru ki eppo mudiyumo, endha time la mudiyumo, appove pon. I have to listen. And samyak ahitaha antakkaranam. Having brought my mind from all external objects and I don't have any desire for any worldly things. Hey Guru, I want only Jnanam. Enakku onnu venda, second thing venda. I don't want anything. This Brahma Jnana. Sikram. You can say that Sikram. Samahita Atma. Samyak. In total manner. Samyak Ahitaha means who brought the whole mind focused, directed. The mind anga inga poyitukku. Worldly activities, worldly thinking, worldly matters. Even positive or negative, anything. Worldly matters means even religious life also. அது பண்ணணும், இது பண்ணணும், அது பண்ணணும் அப்படி இருக்கக்கூடாது. சமாஹித ஆத்மா அந்த மாதிரி மனசு இருந்தேன். விமுக்தை பிரயதேதா, Vimuktyai, for the sake of moksha, and to attain moksha, Vimuktyai, to attain moksha, prayateta, I have to put effort. So that vidwan, nitya anitya viveki vidwan, by renouncing all the worldly pleasures, by renouncing craving for worldly pleasures, understanding yata yata agantakam tata tata anityam, all this have come from, no, has come, so it will go, adida vivekam. Irande, then had approach a deshikam, santam, mahantam, and tena upadishta arthaha. Nicely I had to understand the artha, tatparya. Understanding samahita chittena, with samahita, with integrated mind, with focused mind, with shraddha, with bhakti, with humility, enormous faith and on that guru. Guru thavare onnum theriyadhu ulagathula. Brahma jnanam vara varaku guru dependence da totally. Such vidwan vimuktyai prayateta. Better try for that moksha. Therefore, acharyavan purusho veda. The one who is having acharya, that purushaha or that person alone is veda, only knows. Acharyavan purusho veda. Another statement says, acharyat hi eva vidita vidya sadhishtam prapate. Whatever it comes from the guru alone gives knowledge. Acharyat hi eva alone. That's important. Eva alone. Vidita, that which I have known. Vidita, adi slokam la kadaiyadu. I am giving separate quotations. Vidya, the knowledge. Sadhishtam prapate. It is totally complete knowledge. That alone can be a complete knowledge which comes from the from my guru. That means what? Santa sahityam venda. Don't study by yourself. Don't waste your time. Next sloka.
Uddharedatmanatmanam. Magnam samsara varidhau. Yoga rudhatva maruhyam.
Oh, correct. Samyak darshana nishthayam. Because same quotation in Bhagavad Gita it comes. That's what Krishna reminding us. Look into the mantra, sloka. Yoga rudatvam asadhya. Samyak darshana nishthaya. Samsara varidhau magnam. Atmanam atmana uddharet. This is anvaya. Yoga rudatvam asadhya means before entering into self-enquiry, one should acquire the vichara yogyata first. One should acquire the vichara yogyata, means qualification to enquire. You know, and a qualification irukka illaya paathukkanume first. So that's why meditation. This contemplation, all this, the meditation, preparatory meditations are all meant to attain that state of mind, inquiry mind. It's not so easy to study Shastra. I required a focused mind, a quality mind, a pure mind. I require, it takes time. Yoga rodhaha means yogyata or sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, that is called yoga rodhatvam. Means karma, upasana, yalla mudichiti, he has to come. Yoga rodhatvam asadhya means having completed the karma and upasana. By karma he has got chitta shuddhi, by upasana he has got a quality mind, a focused mind. Such a person, yoga rudhatvam asadhya samsara varyadhau magnam. Samsara varidhav means in the ocean of samsara. Ocean of samsara, magnam means indulged, immersed in the sea of samsara. What is samsara? Birth and death, janma and maranam, jananam maranam. So this is a varidhi, it is a big ocean, varidhau magnam. Such mind, he has to, such atmanam is such jiva. The jiva who is immersed in the janana marana cycle, varidhau, he has to yoga rudhatvam asadhyan. Adilondi vellila varaname. So in the jivatma, he is immersed in this cycle of birth and death, varidhau samyak darshana nishthaya. Samyak darshana means self-enquiry. Nishthaya means with commitment. Nishtha, with commitment. Self-enquiry with commitment. Then atmana, atmanam uddharet. So uddharet means you have to uplift yourself. You have to put your effort. Atmana means by your own effort. Atmana and reflexive pronoun. Atmana, atmanam and the jivatmanai with your effort. Atmana uddharet and lift. And the samsaratilandu lift pannanon. And the moksham adayanu anartham. Uddharet atmana atmanam. Atmanam na avasadayet. Never look down upon yourself. Atmaiva khyatmano bandhuhu atmaiva ripuratmanaha. Your mind alone is your friend. Your mind alone is your enemy. Therefore, understand you can make your life, you can mar your life. It is not in anybody's hand. I am responsible for my moksha. I have to put effort. So yoga rudattvam asadhya. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita there is another sloka. In Gita, that sloka in 6th chapter it comes. Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteyana ramate buddhahana. All these pleasures are coming and going. Intelligent people never indulge in that. Therefore they take karma and they get chitta shuddhi. Then they take to yoga rudhatvam means upasana and they come to jnana yoga. That 6th chapter it comes, this sloka. The next sloka we will read and just finish.
Sanyasya sarva karmani,
sanyasya sarva karmani,
bhava bandha vimuktaye,
bhava bandha vimuktaye,
yatyatam panditair dhirai,
yatyatam panditair dhirai,
atma bhyasa upasthitai,
same point Shankaracharya points out. Bhava bandhaha vimuktaye, the bondage, samsara bondage. Bhava bandha means samsara bondage, that which always gives problems. This or that. And makes me my mind, you know, turbulent, turmoil. Bhava bandha vimuktaye, to be free from vimuktaye. Sarva karmani sanyasya, by renouncing all actions mentally, by renouncing all actions mentally, வித்தவுட் ஹேவிங் எனி பற்று. அந்த ஆக்ஷன்ஸில் பற்று இல்லாமலே ஆக்ஷன் பண்ணணும், அதுதான் சந்நியாசம். சந்நியஸ்ய ஹூ தீரைஹி பண்டிதைஹி, தீரைஹி பண்டிதைஹி உபஸ்திதைஹி ஆத்மாபியாசா எத்யதாம். தீரைஹி மீன்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் ஹேவிங் கரேஜ். தட்ஸ் வை இன் கட்டோபனிஷத் ஒன் ஸ்லோகா காமிஸ் பராஞ்சிகானி வித்ருண ஸ்வயம்பூ பராங் பஷ்யதி ந அந்தராத்மன் கஷ்டித் தீராஹ பிரத்யகாத்மான மைக்ஷத் ஆவிருத்த சக்ஷுர் அமிர்தத்வம் இச்சன் சம். ஓன்லி தீரா புருஷாஸ் த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் ஏ கரேஜியஸ் மைண்ட் தே ஓன்லி லுக் இன் டு இன்வர்ட்ஸ் லுக் இன்வர்ட்ஸ் அதர்வைஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் அவுட்வர்ட்ஸ். பிரம்மாஜி மேட் ஆல் அவர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் கோயிங் எக்ஸ்ட்ராவர்டட். பராஞ்சிகானி வித்ருண ஸ்வயம்பூ அந்த பிரம்மாஜி பண்ணின வேலை தான் இதெல்லாம் எல்லாம் ஓடிட்டே இருக்க வெளியில. பட் ஒன் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன் பிரத்யகாத்மான மைக்ஷத்து கஷ்டித் தீராக பிரத்யகாத்மான மைக்ஷத்து ஆவருத்த சக்ஷுகன் சிக்ஷு வெளியில் போகாமலே இ லுக் இன்வர்ட்ஸ். என்ன அர்த்தம்னு சாஸ்திரம் ஹி வில் ஸ்டடி என்ன சிக்ஷு உள்ளே போகாது. யூ நீட் நாட் டேர்ன் யுவர் ஐஸ் இன்சைடு. ஹவு கேன் யூ டேர்ன் இன்சைடு ஐஸ்ன்னா ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரம் இ பிகம்ஸ் இன்ட்ரோவர்ட்ஸ் டூயிங் ஆல் திஸ் ஒர்க்ஸ் ஓகே பட் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆன் தட். வெல் சி மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ.